BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 6 through 8. Hold the yeast. Understanding the biblical Holy Week, that's also known as Passover Week, helps in understanding Paul's analogy. Exodus chapter 12 verses 1 through 30, Leviticus 23, 4 through 8, Deuteronomy 16, 1 through 8, and John 13 verses 1 and 2, 18:27 and 19:14 help in understanding the Passover week. Preparation were needed before Passover began. According to tradition, cleaning the location of any yeast was first. Get rid of the old yeast. Paul repeats the Mosaic Law, verse 7. Yeast is usually a symbol of sin in the Bible, but not always, as it was in Matthew 16, 11 and 12, Mark 8, 15, and Galatians chapter 5, verses 7 through 8. After this, before Passover began, the Passover lamb was killed and prepared, verse 7. Then, Passover began with the meal the evening before Passover day. The Passover lamb, bitter herbs, and unleavened bread without yeast were eaten that evening. Passover day continued until evening the next day. That is a typical Jewish day, evening to evening. Jesus is our Passover lamb who takes away sin. Verse 7. And John chapter 1 verse 29 and 36, John the Baptist said it. In his death on the cross, Christ fulfilled the true meaning of the sacrifice of the Passover lamb, Isaiah 53:7. Jesus takes away yeast, that is sin. The quote festival is the festival of unleavened bread, which follows Passover. Leviticus chapter 23 verses 4 through 8. It lasts for the remainder of the week, symbolizing living the Christian life in holy dedication to God. Romans chapter 12 verses 1 and 2 and 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5. And not getting involved in such sins as malice and wickedness and incestuous marriages. We are to remain without sin. Thus, Apostle Paul uses these Mosaic feasts, these two feasts, Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, just as John the Baptist did, to reveal God's plan for the church. We are to remain without sin, that is, yeast.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.